It's time for Over There with Marilla Rostroffer. Marilla is our European correspondent. She is over there in, we believe, Switzerland, but, you know, she could think something could have changed. She joins us weekly. I will say, hello, Marilla. How are you?
Hello, Jill. I'm good, thank you. Yes, not so much movement right now, as you know. We are definitely facing over here a second wave of the COVID-19 virus. But before giving an update on the subject, I would like to continue our conversation of last week, which was about the beheaded teacher in France, which was really a big shock to most French people. The story is that it's not really ending anytime soon, because after President Emmanuel Macron made a speech to honor the teacher, his words have been perceived as an insult by many Muslims, but specifically the president of Turkey, Erdogan. And this is now where things have gotten really very heated. He accused him of insulting the religion. He also many times advised him to go and check his mental health, which definitely shows that the level of insult is forgetting about any kind of diplomatic relationships. And he also called for a boycott of all French products in Islam countries. So I would say that this was very sore subject for President Macron, because he had already other topics that he was very unhappy with President Erdogan of Turkey. So what Macron did after that murder on the streets of Paris, he basically went for some very strict measures, checking associations, checking mosques, checking also individual homes, everywhere where social media, for example, have shown some kind of disturbing approval of the murder, for example, or some very extreme rhetoric about Islam and about Europe. So I would add to that also that Erdogan took the occasion to basically go a little bit against all the European leaders. And if I translate what he said basically that most of European leaders are basically fascist, and that Muslim people are going through the same campaign that Jews have gone through in Europe during the Second World War. So these are very strong words. Obviously, many people thought that to compare these two events was absolutely blown out of proportion, but that this is basically showing that the relationship between France and Turkey is extremely tense. That being said, a few countries have followed the idea of banning French products, and in many countries, the French products have been basically taken out of the shelves. Again, France protested against this action, saying that it was absolutely unrelated to what happened in France. And while they are trying to go after extremists and against, for example, terrorist funding, they do not want to be against Muslim. What they do not want is their people to be beheaded on the street because of freedom of expression, which President Macron again emphasized is a non-negotiable a thing in France, and there is no way that France is going, in his opinion, to also give up caricatures or any kind of expression that does not please everybody. In his opinion, as he repeated many times, in his opinion, even if people do not agree, anything that is expressed can be a subject for debate and can be a subject for disagreement, but cannot be a reason for murder. So that is his position, and also the position of a large majority of French people who are proud of separating state questions and religion questions. Obviously, this is not going to stop just right there. There is the need to explain more. There is the need to find a dialogue, and there is the need to calm down this situation. But right now, they are more misunderstanding than points of agreements. Just a few minutes to give an update of the COVID-19 in Europe. Countries are taking very strict measures. Cases are increasing dramatically, which is also becoming a burden on many hospitals in many countries, including Switzerland. And when one says too many hospitalization, one says automatically also too many death. And therefore, there will be some kind of decision, mini lockdowns. In Germany, for example, in Switzerland this week, other measures are going to be discussed. In Austria, a lockdown, a full lockdown, is not even excluded, depending on the development of the infections. So altogether, I would say that the winter is going to be quite long and full, unfortunately, of the restrictions that everybody was hoping to see disappear soon.
And are people is there movement nevertheless between places as there was, or has that been curtailed?
For the moment, there is movement, even though it's very strongly advised not to. Borders in that sense did not close yet. And I don't think they will. I mean, that would be really if the situation goes completely out of control. But I do believe that the mini lockdowns that many countries are talking about are going to make it anyway fairly impossible to move freely, or at least to move too often.
And within the mini lockdowns, are the because there's a some are curfews, some are how do they work? Because
it's a different. Each country has a different set of restrictions. But one thing that is, I would say, coming up in about all reports is the fact that restaurants are and bars are going to be closed. Or like in Italy, Italy is taking a very strong stand and will close all cinema, theaters, fitness studios, ski resorts will not be able to open, which, I mean, in Switzerland, it's still possible. In Austria, it's still possible. But again, this changes extremely fast because the numbers also are changing very fast. And while a second wave was expected, I think it was not expected with this kind of intensity.
And is the mortality the same as during the first wave, or has there been a change in that?
There is, for the moment, less, but let's put it this way. The second wave just begun. Like, I mean, I would say it really went wild 2 weeks ago, and the mortality rate only follows a few weeks later. But seeing already how many deaths we are having, for example, in Switzerland, if the rate of infections goes so much higher than during the first wave, then obviously the mortality rate is just going to follow.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.